This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wong Xiaoning. Now, yesterday, the Dewan Rakyat did the unthinkable. Against all odds, the two factions in parliament united under one common cause and actually agreed on something. Here is what happened.
Yang bersetuju 211, ahli yang tidak bersetuju tiada, ahli-ahli yang tidak mengundi tiada, lebih 2/3 undi majoriti yang bersetuju dan diluluskan sekarang. Tahniah yang amat berhormat Perdana Menteri dan tahniah kepada semua ahli-ahli Dewan kerana melekat sejarah hari ini, iaitu tepat satu tahun Parlimen ini bersidang.
That was the Speaker for the Dewan Rakyat, Datuk Muhammad Arif Yusof, announcing the results of the vote on the Undi 18 bill that took place yesterday.
And the bill also created history for the Pakatan Harapan administration and was the first successful constitutional amendment which received support from both sides of the political divide.
In a nutshell, the new law allows 18-year-olds to vote, registers them automatically as voters, and lets them qualify to be federal lawmaker or state lawmakers.
Now joining us on the line is Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman, the Minister of Youth and Sports, who lobbied for this in Parliament. Thank you for joining us, Syed Saddiq. You've long campaigned for the empowerment of youths, and the success of the Undi 18 must be a vindication for all that you've fought for. What does the passage of this bill mean to you?
To me, this is a landmark. This is a landmark legislation for young people. If previously youth issues could be sidelined and could be treated as subpar issues, now absolutely no one from the political divide can ever undermine the power of young people, because now they know that in order for us to get into Putrajaya, the key lies in the hands of young people, including corporate leaders now can no longer sideline young people. It means that the new Malaysia will be defined by the youth of Malaysia. If previously there was about 41% of the electorate were made up of young people, now there will be about 55 to 60% who are made up of young people, which means that youth issues will be issues of national priority.
Syed, just two related questions. One is that how do you think that this will change the election results going forward? And secondly, would this move the youth into a more political awareness and political activity? Would they be participating in the elections?
To me, the amendment at the moment cannot be seen as an amendment which will favour Harapan, BN, PAS or even GPS. This amendment favours young people because the vast majority of young people are not a member of any political party. They're not blind to any political party. They're not blindly allegiant to any political party. So in the end, they will assess issues and they will assess their votes based on issues, based on the candidates who are put forth. So I think this moves Malaysia to a more moderate, progressive side of politics. I mean, look at what happened in Brexit, where in the end it was the youth who overwhelmingly voted against it, against the rhetoric of division. Look at what happened in the referendum in Scotland. Again, it was young people who were pivotal in leading to the more progressive side. So I think this will definitely shape-shift the political landscape in Malaysia. Not only usifying it, but also making sure that we become more progressive, moderate and united in moving forward.
How did Pakatan Harapan secure bipartisan support for the bill this time round?
Yeah, so I think this is truly a historic day then, because I don't think we've ever had this level of bipartisan support in decades. I remember, I mean, it took me a while to convince Cabinet because there was a lot of scepticism that it would be impossible to get the opposition bloc to support this, because in the end they'll just reject it, like what happened during the last attempt for constitutional amendment about a few months back. However, I think the point in which you reach out to the opposition, you meet up with them, you show that you are serious and committed to reform the electoral process in favour of young people, It's possible, because they are also rational people. They love the country as much as I do, despite the fact being on different political aisles. But bipartisanship is the way forward because, I mean, at its core, despite we come from different political parties, we want to serve the rakyat, we want to serve the people. And this is one of the rare occasions where we come together in support of the youth of Malaysia.
Now, what about a compulsory voting? Is that something that you'll be pushing for going forward?
Of course. So that's why at first, the government only tabled one constitutional amendment. But after negotiating with the opposition bloc, they also wanted to include two more constitutional amendments. And I still thank them because I love it. I mean, all three are pivotal in empowering young people in electorate. I mean, automatic voter registration means that there'll be about 3.9 million, mostly young voters, included in the electoral roll, which means that, again, the voices of young people will reverberate across Malaysia even louder and stronger. So I think all these three amendments are critical in shaping the youth landscape of Malaysia.
And I just want to just test this idea of what you call whether this would herald a new era of bipartisanship, right? In other electoral reforms, for example, gerrymandering and campaign financing. Do you think the other side would help you in supporting these amendments?
So I think what happened yesterday opens up new doors and horizons to greater collaborations and bipartisanship in moving forward. I mean, if we can work together on a crucial constitutional amendment, not one, but three constitutional amendments, I think we can work together on many, many issues. I think the next would most probably be political finance and political funding reforms, which I believe we must do together.
Besides, for example, changing electoral boundaries would mean that some of their constituencies, they would lose power in those areas.
Mm-hmm. So that's why when it comes to issue of gerrymandering and the rest, it's important for us to come together, sit together, and then try to discuss this together. I mean, the point in which we don't discuss it and then we automatically cast them aside, that's not the way to move forward. I mean, people say, if you want to talk about gerrymandering, I mean, only 18 in and of itself is the biggest gerrymandering in Malaysia's history. I mean, you are adding about 6.5 million young voters in the electoral roll, which will definitely mean that the political impact is of an equivalent statue of an earthquake. But we were able to do it together. So I think it's possible, but we just have to talk and compromise and then find a common solution forward.
And Syed, following the success of Undi 18, what's your next mission?
So I think after this, as I mentioned, youth issues will become issues of national priority. Now I need to work even harder together with my colleagues in Cabinet and also with the opposition bloc to ensure that we resolve issues of youth unemployment, which is at 10.7%, three times higher than the national average. But it's not just about unemployment. It's specifically to deal with underemployment, where the wages among young people have been stagnant. We need to pressure corporates to start paying a lot more, a respectable wage. We need to ensure that government most likely comes in with an income incentive module to ensure that young people who are underemployed get paid even better. So there are many issues, for example, to empower the education curriculum, especially through technical and vocational education. So there are many core youth issues now, which before, if they could be relegated to the sides, now will be the top three priorities of the government. So my voice in Cabinet must be louder and stronger. Young people out there must be louder and stronger, because now it effectively signals if we ever sideline them and choose to cast the issues as top 20, top 30, no longer in the top three, we will be sidelined in the next election. I think that the political threat alone is very strong and real, and we have to work 10 times harder for them.
Thank you so much, Syed. And that was Syed Saddiq, Syed Abdul Rahman, the Minister of Youth and Sports, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.